Issues with relationships and the health of your heart could mean that your heart chakra or energy centre is blocked in some way. But according to crystal therapist Cherry Smith, with a little effort and the help of some crystals, the blocks can be shifted.
The heart chakra is the middle of the body, and as such, I divide it into two, the upper and the lower heart, because it's a bridge. It kind of takes you out of your ego self and into your personality more. It's all to do with compassion and unconditional love, and is a very big area to work on in order to move you out of that kind of selfish, egocentric personality into a more humane, compassionate personality. And it does require an effort of will to make that leap, which is why I split it into two. But actually, when you're working by yourself and in general terms, the heart chakra is just treated as one. The energy from the heart center feeds into the thymus gland, which is the endocrine gland that's related to it and which channels the energy through, which is to do with immunity. So often when you work on the heart chakra, you do find that your immunity can improve.
And what sort of crystals would you use in relation to both the upper and lower heart chakras?
The heart chakra generally in the Western system relates to the green or pink colours. So generally speaking, if you've got a pink or a green crystal, that will have some impact on the heart area. Yellow chrysoprase is almost entirely heart-centred and is a very, very gentle but very profound crystal to work on the heart area. The other one, of course, well-known to most people, is rose quartz, which is very good where people feel they've had a lack of nurturing and love and support.
And how would I use them?
You can use it in several ways. You can use it as part of a chakra grid system where you have the right crystal put on each chakra, or you can just use it on the heart generally, or go into a crystal grid with it. If you're not sure, then the best thing is just to use a single crystal on the heart area. And the best way to do that is perhaps when you go to bed at night or when you have a few minutes you can relax in. It's just to put that crystal on the heart area and just go with it and see what happens. You can meditate or you can just relax.
What about a crystal grid then? What's the benefit of doing that and how does it work?
A crystal grid is usually a geometric pattern using crystals in a specific way so that the energy is heightened and is more thorough than just using a single crystal.
And then you also mentioned sort of laying the crystals on your chakras. What does that do?
It kind of brings the energy from each chakra into line with each other so that the energy flows into that area and through the body and to the next chakra in a much smoother, regulated way. Because it heightens the energy imprint, it can go through blocks or even remove blocks in some cases so that the energy flows much better.
And how might I know if I've got a block, specifically in the heart chakra area?
When a chakra is working properly and it looks its healthiest, it's like a cone of energy coming out from the spine out the front of the body, about tea plate size, and it actually spins. If there is an emotional blockage there or some physical ailment, then the shape will be wrong. It won't be opened properly, it won't be the right size, it will be overdeveloped and spinning too big and too wide, or underdeveloped and not spinning at all and be shut down, which means that the energy flow throughout the body is disrupted. So that means the area above the heart will not be getting the right amount of energy and the area below the heart will be getting too much. So the area above the heart, which will be the throat area, then that will cause a lot of problems with upper respiratory tract infections, speech problems, throat problems, thyroid, etc. If it's blocked below the heart, then you'll probably get things like irritable bowel syndrome, digestive problems, things of that nature.
Is this a chicken and egg situation? Like, do you have the problem and then that causes the heart chakra to get blocked, or does the heart chakra get blocked first and then you have the physical manifestation of the problem?
I think it's generally accepted in the alternative world that most of the energy comes through and down through the mental and then the emotional centres into the physical. So it's going to happen, the blockages will tend to be on the mental and emotional front first, and then eventually that will filter down and cause a physical problem. I have a bit of an issue with this because I think in the world we live in today, if you are taking in a lot of mercury from, say, amalgam fillings and that's been dumped in the tissues around the heart area, then that's going to cause a problem on the physical level first, which will then feed back into the emotional and mental centres.
If I'm using these crystals related to the heart chakra, can I overuse them or do any damage?
They can certainly give you a bit of a shock. If it's a big issue that you're actually not too happy with dealing with, then it does help if you have somebody who knows what they're doing. And certainly you can give yourself a nasty jolt with them. Gemilix is a much gentler if you're not sure what you're doing, but it is definitely better to pick someone who knows what they're doing so that they can give you the right information so that you know when you've had enough. Although generally speaking, if you buy something like a quartz crystal pendant and wear it for heart chakra, after a while you won't want to wear it, or you'll lose it, or it's a problem for you and you'll stop wearing it and you will go off that crystal. Because it's done its work, you don't need it anymore, you need to move on.
That's crystal therapist Cherry Smith.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.